This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined on Wednesday by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We were seeing a little bit of a mixed trade today. We had the corn and the wheat market finding a little bit of strength, and I think that could be attributed to crop ratings that came in below what the trade was thinking. Bean market was under a little bit of pressure, down around 3 or 4 cents. In general, relatively quiet trade, more of a consolidation trade. We are getting this crop planted, maybe a little bit ahead of the average pace. If there is a hole or window where there's the biggest problem, it is the Eastern Corn Belt, especially in Ohio, where they are really struggling to get this corn crop in.
Jim, what is the latest with the EU trade situation? I know that those tariffs that were threatened have been put on hold.
They have been put on hold right now. They have supposedly said they're going to try to fast track these trade negotiations to try to get something in writing before the original 90-day reprieve is up. I think that is going to be a tough hurdle to get over personally. I mean, look who we've gotten a deal with. We've gotten pretty much a deal with Britain, and that's about it. That's one country. When you're talking the EU, it is important we need to get that deal done. They are our second largest trading partner besides China. So, even if you slap a 50% tariff on, the reality is that would stop all trade with Europe coming in and going if they did a 50% reciprocal, and that would be devastating to both economies. So the pressure's on to get a deal done.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers Edge Laboratories is celebrating 20 years in agriculture with a special offer for retailers and agronomists. Get 50% off soil testing. Built for ag with a fast 3-day turnaround and high quality analysis. Don't miss this special offer. Book soil testing now at 50% off at FarmersEdgeLabs.com. That's FarmersEdgeLabs.com. Farmers Edge, soil test with the best.
July corn down 2 cents at 457.5. July soybeans down 4¾ at 1057¾. July soybean meal down $1.50 at $2.94.80. July soybean oil up 9 cents at $49.66. Chicago wheat up 4¾ at $5.33¼. Minneapolis wheat up 11 cents at $6.07¼. Kansas City hard red wheat up 6 cents at $5.30½. July oats up 2¾ at $3.62¾. On the Merck, June live cattle down 35 cents at $2.14.78. August feeder cattle up 30 cents at $2.98.45. June lean hogs up 68 cents at $99.78. Class 3 milk down 13 cents at $19.48. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.